I'm Robin Amlow of IBS Intelligence. You're listening to the IBS I've Used podcast. With me is Nelson Wootton of Sascada, the bank tech. We're talking, first of all, about awards, Global FinTech Innovation Awards, IBSI's own awards. You picked up two for a project with Alica Bank. Perhaps we can start by discussing what this project was.
We've done some real innovation with Alica, and it makes a super interesting case study. So we won the award for a digital wallet product we built with them. It is a super interesting project because of the traction and the learnings that they gained as a business, their ability to pivot because of real-time data and genuine agility into the core, and the resulting success. So for Alica, for their business current account, we launched, as part of that product, we created a savings wallet inside the account. So you have a transactional account, and inside that you could ring fence funds, and those ring fenced funds would earn interest. No one's really done that before. Other banks have launched digital wallets, but they haven't made them interest bearing. Alica got an awful lot of traction for this, but weren't really seeing the kind of level of transactions they really understood and thought they were going to. And it turns out that what everyone was super excited about was actually the interest-bearing wallet. And on understanding that, they then doubled down on their work to launch further deposit accounts on the platform and got staggering growth through it. So really, it's a story about being innovative, getting real customer traction through that, even if it isn't quite what you expected, using those data points to understand what's really applicable for your customers at that moment in time, and then delivering products out to them really rapidly.
Okay, let's move on to the trends you're seeing in the industry now. We've looked backwards at one of your past successes. Let's look forwards. Where are the areas that you see growth now?
Lots and lots of growth around a variety of different styles of lending product, both secured and unsecured. Some genuine innovation in that space coming in the UK very shortly. Unable to tell you too much about it right at this moment in time. The cost of money has gone up, and consequently, lending has become a real hot topic again for a lot of financial institutions. As a business, we continue to see enormous growth in Europe, Central Europe, and we're starting to see an awful lot of growth in Eastern Europe as well. I'm sure we'll touch on that a little bit later. We're also starting to see traction in places like Africa. There's some real innovation going on there and some fascinating kind of financial services products being launched out in that continent, and Southeast Asia as well. It does seem to be an incredibly active time, particularly for us. I think we closed four deals in the last quarter, which for a core banking system is pretty awesome. And we've got an awful lot of deals coming through to us right now, all of them centered around innovation. I'd say around 30% of financial institutions looking to migrate away from legacy tech onto something more modern. I'd say around 30% of it is existing financial institutions launching new product. And probably another 30% is innovators, challengers, neos, new organizations appearing. It certainly looks pretty healthy to us, if I'm honest. I don't know whether your experience in industry reflects that, but right now it seems to be a super exciting time.
Well, there are lots of developments going on, and I want to pick up on a couple of things that you mentioned in your answers already and go into a little bit more detail. Data. When we were talking about the Alica project, you talked about data. It seems to me more and more that there is a realization that success stands or falls on the intelligent and correct management of data. Now, data management's always been important, but it's taken center stage now in a way that it never did before.
I think there's really good reason for that. Financial institutions have traditionally used a CRM to understand their customer. And I would argue that's not a great source of information. It's only ever as accurate as the amount of information that you put in it. And bigger banks are better. Some banks are better than others at doing that. But actually, it's transactional information that's really going to help you understand what's going on. And providing that information in real time is transformative to a business, to a financial services business. The depth of understanding that you can have about your customer by looking at that information in real time is staggering. And financial institutions have often struggled, particularly on kind of legacy or older technology platforms, to access that data in a meaningful way or a useful way. And there's a lot of, you know, the technology's changed, modernized, as it will continue to do, making that, you know, the consumption and the ingestion of that vast quantity of data a lot easier to do now than it has done, has been historically. But it is absolutely critical to understanding what your customers are doing. Sometimes I give an example that this data can be used to nudge customer behavior. Imagine Mrs. Jones, who pays her cleaner by check once a week. Imagine understanding that Mrs. Jones is using a check, and it's probably a check for 10, 20 pounds. Doesn't matter, really. It's not a significant amount. And it probably costs about the bank £2 to process that check. Now imagine a rewards program where you reach out to Mrs. Jones and say, you know what, if you transfer that money electronically, we'll pay you to make that transaction happen. And we'll do that for a year. And you absolutely know Mrs. Jones won't go back to her checkbook after that. And it's a great way of transforming customer behavior and benefiting the bank and modernizing how things are done. And it's only really possible if you actually understand what your customers are doing.
Understanding what your customers are doing and focusing on the right information brings me to the topic of artificial intelligence, which we haven't actually mentioned yet.
Yeah, big subject, isn't it? For those of you who doubt, I would urge you, there's a fantastic book you should read called The Coming Wave. It's by Mustafa, the founder of DeepMind, and really, really, really interesting book. AI is coming. There's absolutely no doubt in our mind. Being prepared for that means having access to your data. But I also think that it comes in subtle ways. I know there are giant projects like Klarna replacing big chunks of their customer services team with AI. And there's definitely projects like that running on. But where we see super interesting projects happening is where businesses start playing with those tools in order to optimize every part of your business. It's a really, really exciting place. I don't think we're anywhere near understanding how transformative it's going to be, but it is going to be transformative. It isn't going to disappear. It is here to stay and grow. And it represents enormous opportunity for those businesses able to get their hands around it and start using it. It is also deeply frightening. And it needs to be treated with care, consideration, and respect with the implications it has for your business. But a super, super exciting space to be looking at right now.
Central and Eastern Europe, I gather from what you said earlier, and also the fact that I know you've just appointed a new head of Central and Eastern Europe for the company, is obviously also an exciting space for you.
We're seeing a lot of traction from that part of the world. I think our commercial model fits nicely with what those guys are doing. It's a part of the world that traditionally builds a lot of tech itself. It has an awful big kind of library of competent IT staff. The people that financial institutions have been outsourcing to for years. But what we're also seeing is that sometimes those organizations get sizable, quite big, struggle to scale with that, some of that infrastructure, that bespoke infrastructure and bespoke applications, and then look to adopt a more modernized, agile approach to that. And that's really where we're seeing an awful lot of traction. It's a really, really exciting space. My pipeline is full of opportunities from that part of the world. We're excited by what's happening there. It's also a deeply troubled part of the world right now, close as it is, of course, to Ukraine. And there are, you know, frightening consequences with what may or may not happen in the coming year with that war. And we're certainly seeing financial institutions from that part of the world looking to set up branches and organizations in Europe probably as a mitigation factor to the risks they themselves are exposed to being close to that war front. So, yeah, it's consequences of a lot of change that's happening in that part of the world. And we've got to see a lot more change happen. Yeah, I think the next year is going to be very challenging.
Nelson Wotton, Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of Cascada, thank you very much.